There's one guy came to me and said, my mother-in-law's dumb, my father-in-law's stupid, my boss is crazy, and that pastor's dumb. So I said, oh. I said, let's take a look at what was the common element in all four of those scenarios?
That they're all dumb?
No, that you were there. Yeah.
It's not them?
No, you. Yeah, you see, because wherever you are, you see people in a negative light. And it's always their fault. And when you're sinning, you don't even see it.
Aloha, and welcome to Words of New Hope. Yesterday, we began a message where Pastor Wayne was showing us the importance of letting our light shine brightly so others may be drawn to Jesus Christ. But for your light to shine, you need to make sure you have enough oil for your lantern. In fact, today you'll see the importance of keeping a little extra on hand. It may just come in handy. Here's Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Bring More Oil.
I remember one day my wife was grumbling about something, as she always grumbles, and not my fault. I remember going to the mailbox to get some mail. And she went, rah, 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 rah. And I was just, you know, I'm just being cool because I'm a humble guy. And so we just walk into the mailbox and she's just grumbling, grumbling, grumbling. And we get the mail and I start going back up the drive when she's grumbling, grumbling. So I just, I ran out of oil. I turned to her and I said, hey, just grow up. Now, one thing you don't say to your wife is that. Don't ever say that. That's how I got this scar right under my eye. And that left hook came out of nowhere. The whapple. But I tell you, sometimes we think, well, you know, that's it. And the Lord is saying, if you're going to be a husband, you're going to need extra oil. If you're going to be a wife, you need extra oil. Can you say amen to that?
Yeah.
Bring extra oil. Foolish bridesmaids brought just enough so that if everything went the way they expected it to, then I'm fine. The kingdom of heaven is not like that. You'll miss the kingdom of heaven. Yeah. Well, the second one is this. You say, well, what other lessons is God saying? Real simple. Number two, would you write it down? Wisdom says things do get delayed. Things do get delayed. Let's read what he says here. Now, Paul is speaking in Timothy. Listen to what he says as we read it. Go. In case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one another ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. I'd like you to underline, ought to conduct himself in the household of God. Underline that because of this. Circle this word. In case I am what? Delayed. Underline this. I write. You know what he's saying? He's saying there is going to be things that are written. So in case there are delays, there is a way you should conduct yourself. Because sometimes people say, well, Wayne, where do you get this extra oil? In case I'm delayed, I write these things so you'll know how to conduct yourself. Well, when? During the delays, there is a heavenly conduct that you need to have. Then where do I get the extra oil? If I'm delayed, I write. You know where you're going to get the extra oil? I know we kind of hammer it and we kind of beat the drum around here on daily devotions, but he's saying, I've written these things so that when there's delays, you'll have the conduct of a person who is someone who belongs to the household of God. You know where you're going to get extra oil? It's in your daily devotions. The times that when God wants to spend with us, and we've got all the reasons as to why we don't need to, and why we can't, and why this, and why. You can have a litany of excuses. We've got great services here, folks. But if that's all you're getting, you won't have the extra oil that's going to be required for the stuff you're about to face. You'll have enough to fill your lamp, but you won't have enough to fill your flask. And the Lord says, if you miss that, it's not wise. The times that you sit with God and do daily devotions, you say, but I can't read that much. And then read half of that, but just sit before His feet and begin. Take just the New Testament chapters and a journal. Get a journal and look at it and just do the New Testament first. And the next year you can do more and then a little bit more. But begin to hear God so that He can begin to leach into you, as it were. Begin to infuse into you, deposit into you extra oil, the oil that you'll need. When you run up to stuff that you didn't expect, impediments, answers that you weren't ready for, people's reactions that you weren't ready for, and you say, stop! I had enough oil if you would have been amicable. But because you respond in this way, I can't handle it. Oh, is it His fault? No. It's easy to blame. Because you see, when things get delayed, would you write down what foolishness says? Write down, foolishness says when things get delayed, it's not my fault. Not, it's your fault. It's you guys. And the Lord says, no, not really. And you need to take some time to understand what's going on, because if you just see it on the surface, you'll blow up and you'll be in the dark. You need extra oil for this, because things do get delayed. But foolishness will say, but it's not my fault. Let's read what the scripture says under that. Go. A fool does not delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own mind. Yeah, would you circle understanding? A fool does not delight in understanding what's going on. Because it's easy to blame people. It's their fault. It's their fault. You've had people that have responded poorly, delayed something. And we say, it's His fault that I get angry. And the Lord says, no. It's because you didn't have enough oil. You had just enough oil if everything went your way. And what happens is, it's foolish to think that way, because after a while, you think the world revolves around you and your perspective. And the Lord says, no, it doesn't. You'll miss the kingdom of heaven. You can be a Christian and miss the events of the kingdom of heaven. Let me say that again. You can be a Christian. You can even come to church every week, but you'll miss the events of the kingdom of heaven unless you bring extra oil. Is that coming through okay? You got to catch that. It's so important. Otherwise, I mean, all of us have been scathed by immature or flawed leadership. And we're under that person. Which, well, it's His fault that the things aren't going. That's their fault. This. The Lord says, no. You just need extra oil. I knew that this person had flaws in leadership or wouldn't see things the way you see them. And when you think the favorite color of the world is blue, it won't be. It's His thing is red or something else. When you think it should flow this way, He's going to flow it another way. But you're going to have to not blame Him. You've got to just have extra oil. You know why? Because once you understand these things and take time to understand the ways of God, not just Him, the ways of God, I'm developing something in you, because in your marriage, the oil that you're going to need here and you've developed, you're going to need it over here. And if you don't have it here, you'll destroy something really important. So I'm going to put you over here, boot camp. And you're going to develop the need for extra oil. You'll understand things. And when I move you here and here, you'll have the oil that you need. God can see the end from the beginning. But if we just blame others, it won't work. You got to take the time. Take the time to understand the ways of God. Take time. Otherwise, we'll come to quick judgments. Take time. You know the difference between a professional and amateur is? 5 minutes. 5 more minutes on a track, running, or developing a technique of high jump. 5 more minutes studying something for a test. 5 more minutes trying to understand in order to resolve a problem. 5 more minutes sitting at your devotions just to make sure that you got what God is saying, so that you can write it out more clearly to articulate what the Holy Spirit's saying in written form. Just 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes sitting with your son or your daughter, helping them to do their homework. 5 more minutes listening to your wife while she's talking to you about a dream or a movie that she saw. Just 5 minutes before saying, that's enough, that's dumb. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes of listening to your son or your daughter as they're telling you something that happened. And even when they get quiet, just give them 5 minutes. Even quietness, so that they can come through that lack of polarization and then start to get their momentum again. Because they're polarized for a while. You just got to let that silence be there until they get undo that and get their momentum back. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes more to understand what God is doing. And then you say, I got it. And at that point, extra oil begins to leach into your heart. But you see, if we just are so quick to say, well, it's his fault, her fault, his fault, then what'll happen is after a while, you start to exonerate yourself. Like, it's never my fault. And I have seen so many that come to that point where it's not my fault. Nobody likes me. It's not like that I'm unlikable, but just everybody doesn't like me. And it's not my fault. There's one guy came to me and said, my mother-in-law is dumb, my father-in-law is stupid, my boss is crazy, and that pastor's dumb. So I said, oh, they're really a bad lot. They're like terrorists, huh, in your life. Oh, yeah, man, they're all bad. I said, let's take a look at what was the common element in all four of those scenarios. That they're all dumb? No, that you were there. Huh? Yeah. It's not them? No, you. Yeah, you see, because wherever you are, you see people in a negative light. And it's always their fault rather than yours. And we have to change that stuff. Man, that's a curse. Because then it's like everybody else is wrong. And when you're sinning, you don't even see it. In fact, let's read what the scripture says and you'll see. Proverbs 30 and verse 20, go. Equally amazing is how an adulterous woman can satisfy her sexual appetite, then what? Shrug her shoulders and say, what's wrong with that? You see, after a while, and this applies to men as well as women, that we do sin, we mess up. Because it's not gender specific when you hear the Bible speaking about these things. It just talks about either a woman or a man, but it applies to both. That we can sin and then say, hey, I didn't do anything wrong. Everybody's doing it. Hey, I do it. But when someone else does it wrong, did you see what they did? I mean, if you haven't been following Paris Hilton zoology thing, man, that's a class in zoology, but she comes out, I mean, she's drunk driving, and then she's on probation, and she violates that again, drunk drives again, and then they put her 45 days in prison, spends 5 days there, and then comes to the court, and then they say, no, you got to spend the rest of your 40 days there. Ooh, she says, it's not fair. It's not fair. Everybody's wrong. It's not fair. I thought, you know what's not fair? Is you driving drunk and then getting caught and then violating that probation when they gave you a second chance. It's not fair, I have to spend 40 more days in prison. You hit one kid and it's lights out for him for the rest of his life. And you think it's not fair for you to spend 40 days. Oh, I have a medical problem. You got nothing, take aspirin, get in there. But I don't know if you've heard the latest. They put her in home, put a little bracelet around her ankle, probably with silver on it, and then they cut it down from 40 now, maybe just 15 days is all. I think that's why we have problems, because it's everybody else's fault and it's not fair. Yeah. But we can all get into that. Now, men and women, where we blame others so much, after a while, it's like, it's not my fault anymore. Well, the reason this is such an important lesson is because, folks, listen, life will not always be fair. It will not be fair. Get it down now. Life will not always be fair because you're dealing with fallen creatures around you. Fallen humanity. So it won't always be fair, even those in leadership over you. So what's the answer? Blame them? No. Bring extra oil. And God, by your times with Him, will infuse that into you. Bring extra oil. Five bridesmaids brought only enough that met their expectations. Wisdom says, listen, bring extra oil. Bring extra oil, because things will not always turn out the way you expect them to turn out. Yeah, but it's supposed to go better than this. I planned this. I prayed and I felt God say, Would you write down number three? Here's another part of the kingdom of God. Listen, folks, wisdom says God has veto rights. Isn't that right? God has veto rights. Well, I plan to do it this way. But if God sees that your character is mutating, you're getting too prideful, you're starting to swell up like a toad because you're getting a little arrogant, He's going to make a detour so that He can medicate or surgically remove or do something that's necessary If it requires iodine, he will do that in order that he can get you back on. But it's in that detour, it's in that delay that the kingdom of God is happening. Something of the kingdom of heaven is taking place. It's a kingdom of heaven event. But if we say, no, you give God veto rights. I used to get real mad at God. I said, I thought you said to do this. I thought you said to do that. Why is this happening? Why is this leader in my life? Why is that class? I remember going to Bible college, and one of the classes, the teacher says, we're all going to have to this term go down and study the Dewey Decimal System of the library. I thought, that's the stupidest thing in the world. I'm going into ministry, not into library science. Why do I have to go to study the Dewey Decimal System? And I was grumbling all the way, thinking, this is a delay in my course of study for sure. And I remember the Lord just nailing me and saying, hey, Wayne, did I tell you to go to Bible college? Yeah. Do you think I knew that this class was existing before you entered Bible college? Or did this class, like, take me by surprise? No, you knew. Then good. Then I knew you would take it. Then you take it. Even though for you it may seem non-strategic, to me, you are to learn submission to stuff that you don't understand. My course of study, you need to learn these things of organization, how things are organized, because I'm going to take that principle and you're going to use it in ministry. I'm just using this to teach you something. It's not what you're going into. For you, it seems like a delay. For me, it's right on the money. And sometimes I used to get mad at God saying, how come? Until I read, now this has got to be like one of my favorite scriptures, that's iodine scriptures, all right? There's certain scriptures, I call them iodine scriptures because they hurt, but they're true. And it really nailed me. And this is one, Psalm 115, verse 3. It's great. Let's read it. Here it is. Ready? Go. But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he... I like that. Why are you doing this? I do whatever I please. That's why. Why, God? Because I'm God and you ain't. Get that straight. Yeah, see, sometimes I think, well, God says, it's like he's saying, if you're God, you can do whatever you please. Until then, shut your mouth and do what I tell you. And then I begin to understand. Sometimes God just has to talk to me like that because I... hothead, you know, and so he speaks to me, and then I get it. It's iodine lessons, but it stops stuff that would have grown if it hadn't have dealt with it. So wisdom says, give God veto rights. Foolishness says, God moves on my timetable. And the Bible says that's foolish. You won't have the oil then necessary to experience kingdom of heaven events. Let's read what it says, Psalm 31. Go. My times are in your hands. Yeah. God is saying, I will take things and do as I need to because I know what you need to do. And there's going to be delays, but you better bring extra oil. I remember when we first started the Hawaii Leadership Practicums, and pastors would come from all over the world, and they would come here. And we first started them, I must have been 8 years ago or so when we began them, I always wanted to put our best foot forward, you know, because you got to kind of impress these guys. And I remember one of the first times, and you may have remembered it too, but we were here, I can't remember what service, but one of the kids in Sunday school pulls the fire alarm and these lights are going pop, 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 pop. And so, oh man, and I'm trying to preach while this stuff's going on. So we actually had ushers tie towels around the siren boxes to shut them up a little bit. And we actually put some towels around the blinking lights. And I thought, oh man, it was so distracting. So I said, oh God, come on. You know, we're trying to put our best foot forward. So the second time, it's like God doesn't listen. Second time we have the practice, somebody runs into a power pole outside, right over there, knocks all our power out on a Saturday night. Now it's dark in the middle of my preaching. Someone has to get a generator with a light to hold the light up here. So we're preaching by like Coleman lantern. And so I'm thinking, oh, Lord. And this happens again and again. Whenever we think there's anyone of like caliber coming, something like that goes down. And I just, after a while, I just start laughing. I said, God, you must be wanting to do something. And it's like the Lord said this. I want to teach you two things, Wayne. You don't have anybody to impress, and you got nothing to prove. Two things. Nobody to impress, nothing to prove. You serve an audience of one. And if you start to fear man, you'll fear everything else. But if you fear only God, you will fear nothing else. And those lessons started to come. And So now when something dumb happens, I just laugh. In fact, I think that's a sign of extra oil. In fact, let's read what it says here. Hebrews 1:9, let's read it, go. You love what is right and you hate what is wrong. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out, here it is, the oil of joy on you more than on anyone else. Oh, I like that. God is saying you need extra oil. Bring more oil. Bring more oil. I think we pack too light for life. We bring just enough oil so that if everything happens the way it should, I'm okay. But that's not life. And the kingdom of heaven's events don't happen on my timetable. Well, how do I experience the kingdom of heaven? You better bring extra oil. We got to pack like women for life. Isn't that right? That's true. You know, if I'm traveling and I got to speak at a bunch of places, you know, a city to city kind of tour, I want to travel just with men because they don't pack nothing when they go. They stink like a sewer, but they don't pack any extra stuff. But when we go like on a tour to Israel or, you know, when I want to travel with a bunch of sisters and I invite my wife and all the sisters I can because they pack everything plus the kitchen sink. And it is really fun. I mean, they'll pack like a hospital infirmary in their bags. Oh, I got sniffle. Oh, here it is. Oh, I got cough. Okay, here's it. I got a cut. Oh, you got this. You know, here, a surgical needle, the sutures, everything. They got everything. I was on a bus once in Israel, and I said, man, I should like some arare. Oh, here's some. They start passing arare down. I thought, no way. I said, you got like cuttlefish? Yeah. And this is just, I was trying to test them because I like these little black licorice stuff. So I said, anybody got black licorice? Yeah, get on. They said, so I thought, I need a haircut. I think I packed the barber. Let me check. I was amazed. And I thought, we got to learn from our sisters and when it comes to life. And we just got to pack extra oil, just extra stuff, because the kingdom of heaven's events happen in the delays. And if you're not careful to be committed to God's ways, you won't have enough oil except just for what you think will be according to your expectations. But you'll miss the oil of gladness. That stuff only happens when we sit at the feet of Christ because we understand and we're committed to the kingdom of heaven. Deal? Let's do it. Let's take extra oil. Let's stand together. Thank you, Mike. We're going to pray, then we'll sing our final song together. This week, take extra oil. If you're a mom, a dad, a husband, wife, son, daughter, employee, employer, take extra oil. Because the kingdom of heaven won't happen exactly as you think it should. There's some things of character that you have to be willing to let the Lord circumnavigate you a little bit. So things that you want don't happen like this. There's a reason, because there's something that God is saying has to happen on the inside still. Found that to be true over the years. How do you do that? How do you get ready for it? Take time with the Lord and bring extra oil. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word, and thank you for a wonderful church called New Hope. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to be a people who have been anointed with the oil of gladness or the oil of joy. We thank you for walking with us. We enjoy walking with you. Let the kingdom of heaven happen in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Would you seal what God said with a clap offering? You are my strength.
Heard the conclusion of a message entitled Bring More Oil by Pastor Wayne Cordero. Thank you for listening.
Deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help. You are my shield, my strength.
Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.